Gemara says, like how you yom in toivim b'Yisrael, two ba'av, and by place, I think tonight we have a nice pshat in the Gemara, a new pshat that the Gemara didn't know pshat. The Gemara we know pshat. The Gemara says that's when they make shtuchen, that's when they make chatzinus, that's when the chulit. But I think we have a new pshat tonight is that when a Beis Medrash comes to fill to hear the Dvar Hashem zu aloche, the nachas ruach that the Borei Olam has is vaday is engler kodesh baruch hu by lomai ella dalad amis shel aloche. You take a look in the Welt, a God grace the Welt. It's a big world out there. His mom is all the way to that way, it's Japan, it's America, and this. It's a big world. And it looks like there's a big world in the Welt, yeah? A great Welt. But the Eivish there hot ein sach in the ganze Welt, nor dalet amis shel aloche. And the oilam that comes tonight to hear the Dvar aloche, they certainly didn't come to hear me. They came to hear the Dvar Hashem, zu aloche, and those Dvar Hashem, those is mamish a new pshat in the Gemara, ein lach kodesh baruch hu, a simcha, ki moi kupa av, zav simcha, zav kovid, zav kovid to the boy oilam, that the oilam comes when it's shver, when it comes at night to learn Torah. So Dvar Hashem, tonight we're going to talk about weiter a hemshich of the sugya that we were discussing yesterday, a hemshich somewhat of Ayin Hara, discussing the sugya with the inyanim of Nichosh, the inyanim what the Goyim call superstition, what we call Nichosh, Gishmai Keilu, like the Nachosh, what that is. Is there such a concept? Is there, what is this Bichlau? Is there a black cat, the this, the that, the person with the ladder, the umbrella? But then we know there are certain things that even we the Yidden, the Heilike Yidden, that we're also marked on. We know there's certain things, there's things about people have concept of not making chasunas at the end of the month. We know there's some people, they don't make Kiddush between the 6th and 7th hour. We also know some things we don't know. And what's the whole business with the Reiter Bindel? Yeah, with the Reiter Bindel, nicht with the Reiter Bindel. What, different things that we have. You know, the child, is he allowed to look in the mirror before a hot scientist, not a scientist, when he has teeth, not teeth? Kid the child, are you allowed to walk over a child, the last piece of bread? These things, is there a mocking for these things? Oh no, with Amanivcha, we're talking about the Bari Ayyubam, we don't need anything else. So this Bez Hashem will come tonight, try and discuss the union, try to figure out the union. It's very, very schwer union. If the Rashba of the union is shite, in the Enkvat, the Rashba shite, says, ah, schwer union. I don't know what to do, the Rashba says. I can't give klalim in this. Bez Hashem will try what we can from the Rishonim to see what the klal is, at least. So we can come out with something that chas v'sholim, that we shouldn't be nichshul in such a great Seisr, and that we should do the Dvar Hashem, zu aloch, of the Ratzin HaBoyde. The emissary is the two psukim. There's a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, and there's a pasuk also in Parshas Shoyt. And pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim says, "Loisa nafshu, loisa inayim." What's loisa inayim? Loisa nafshu means that the Gemara gives examples. The Gemara in Sanhedrin doesn't summon chayom at bait. The Gemara says an example of loisa nafshu, the person, a piece of bread falls out of his hair. He says, "Oy bait, it's a bad simon for me. A piece of bread fell out of my hand, bad simon." Or his son calls him from the other side, from behind. His son calls at him. He says, "Oy bait, it's a bad simon. My son's behind me." Other such examples the Gemara talks about. The Medrash talks about certain types of tails. Sounds familiar. Rabbit's tails and this. Certain types of tails. And because of a certain thing, a black cat. The Gemara doesn't talk about the black cat. The Gemara gives the example of a certain shual that walked right in front of him. And the Gemara says that these are all examples of lois to nachash. The Yankiv's lot in nachash says Bilam Arasha. Even Bilam knew that ain't nachash be Yankiv. There's no such thing as a nachash in Pai. So we're not toilet. We're not dependent on such sources, such toiches. We're not such toiches. That's the Issa of lois to nachashu. Then there's an Issa of lois to nehu. And that there are certain times which aren't good. This already makes it very tricky. Certain times of the month which are bad mazel. And this already, if there's an Issa in the Taita and it's a lot in the Taita, this gets us even more nervous now. Because we know that there are some people that don't make Kiddush 6 to 7, and we know that there are some people that they don't get married at the end of the month, try and get a chasen ahol the best time at the end of the month. So, but there's lois say neinu, you're not supposed to be worried about specific times, there's no such thing, chayla. There's an itzah. So the emphasis is that the chinuch already tells us the klal. So chinuch in Simin Reish Mem Tes, also the chinuch over here, he basically says, in translation, in English Pashit, he says, these things are Pashit utter nonsense. Utter nonsense that you should give koiches to a calf, to a bitz, to a piece of bread that fell out. What's the nafkamina? How may we know there's nobody that nothing can happen to a yid? A yid's not negeya bets boyo. He doesn't take out the wrong change if the Borei Olam wasn't decreed upon him. If the Borei Olam didn't decide, nothing the cloud can happen to a yid. So Bechlau, the fact that a black cat, yeah, a black tail, no, or this, or that, these things have no concept. Says the Chinuch, these things are utter nonsense, number one. Number two, says the Chinuch, Chalila Bechas, these things could bring a person, Lidei Kfira, Lidei Apikosis, that Kiilu, this Mikveh, this the world, is something that is not within the control of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's in the control of this cat. These things are, I'll give you a dogma. I was driving home to Kedaki, every time I go from Yeshiva Smir to Tairor, and I was taking a cab ride. So dogma, a total utter nonsense. I was taking a cab ride, and the cab was making the turn Shmuel Anavi, and he made the turn. It wasn't mamish yellow, it was red. The light was mamish red, ran straight through the red light. You know, he gets through the red light, an interesting fellow, cab driver, I didn't know, an Arab, a Chiloni, I don't know. And all of a sudden, after he passes the red light, he goes to the other side. He goes, oh, says, Baruch Hashem, it's not the mice, Baruch Hashem, you see? And then he touches this furry little thing on his mirror. Some furry little thing, I don't know. I look at this furry little thing. I look at this fellow, the cab driver. I tell the cab driver, I say, please let me off at the next corner. But he tells me, why not? So I told him, because I don't take a cab ride from a guy. I try only to give my money to a yid in Kafis Bemis. It's in Parshas Bahar that if a person has a choice of giving money to a yid or money to a guy, so who about this should he try to be Mepharnes? A yid. So you vice versa are a guy, and I prefer not to take your cab ride. A guy? I told him, listen, I only know the Chinuch, and really Bemis is the Pasuk in Parshas Shoftim. Says the Pasuk in Parshas Shoftim. What's the difference between a yid and a guy? Talk the Pasuk, Loisa Nachesh, Loisa Neinu, says the Pasuk, and don't give your children to the mic. Talk the Pasuk, well, don't you give your kids to the mic when you come to Eretz Yisrael? Pasuk coming up in a couple of weeks, don't give your children to the mic, because that's what the Goyim do. You know what else the Goyim do, says the Shaykh, says Pasha Shaykhim? The Goyim also, they're Nachash, they're Saimim, they care if this little rabbit's foot in dust, that gives them Koyach, that gives them good luck. Well, that's what the Goyim do. What does Ayid? Ayid knows there's a cat in Himmel, and he knows there's a Pide Yoylem, and nothing can happen to him without. So the black cat and the koyach of this fur and this, it's a piece of fur, it's a piece of food. So you, sir, are a guy. I want out of the camp, I'm not paying. Says to me, boss, ich bin nicht a guy. Well, that's the, I'm a guy, ich bin a yid. One by one, he takes out of the glove compartment every different type of yarmulke. There's things he takes out of the yarmulke, takes out of the, you know, he says everyone takes this type of yarmulke. Oh, this one you don't like. This one, I have this yarmulke. He takes up pictures of all the letters in the ganze Welt. I'm a guy. Ich bin a guy, ich bin a yid. I tell him, guy. He says to me, I'm a yid. Takes out, he's got now the tillims and the dust. We have shas and paiskim on the dashboard over here. And this is been a yid. I told him, not paying. I told him, already 14 buffer. You better meet me in front of the yeshiva. I'm going to have a problem when I get out of this camp. Right? I'm a yid. He's telling me, screaming, I need dati. Atalotati. I told him, you know why? Because ein koyach v'oylam azeh chutz mi boyrei oylam. Ein shocking koyach in the ganze Welt chutz from the boyrei oylam. And you go through a red light, you almost kill me, and you give the reason that we were matzliach and that we didn't die is because of the animal foot of some dead rabbit. Atagoy, you're not shemai. He said, I'm a yid, I'm a dati, screaming the whole way over. I told goy, atuba pasuk, shemisho said davar kazeh, who goy. He screamed, by the time he got out of the thing, he was wearing seven yarmulkes. I tell him, all my yarmulkes, bakol olam kula, that goy. When I left the car, he says to me, Masa ta kesef shocha. I'm not giving you money. He takes off the thing. Takes off the phone. Take this. He says, you see, I need lawyers. I'm going to show you. I need KUD. I need KUD to say that. You win. Okay. What does it? Aval ata goy? If you do such a thing, and you give koichas to shoot kings out in the ganze Welt, chutzun goy in the island, this is goy. That's what the pasuk says, number one. So this is a very serious thing what we're talking about over here. I feel the cab driver, no, he came out. At the end of the day, they're giving brothers now, this fellow in Yerushalayim. There's a certain place, I'll tell you after. This we're coming out, this is not stam, azacha, but it's like, those are the zachas, it's not enough to mean of a man, just like he's an adult. A person who gives koichas to shun kein dach in the ganze Welt, chutzun goy in the island, this is goy. Number one. No. So Bela, this is very serious. We have to try and figure out the gedolim of this. The premise is that there's a gemara. The gemara in Chulin, that Sadi Hei Omid Beis. The gemara in Chulin over there is talking about a maitre with Rav. What was the maitre with Rav? Rav, one day came to the port and is looking. You know, he had to go somewhere. He had to go to his children's house, to his daughter's house. And he checks. This is the ferry. Poof, the second he gets there, the Thames Express, right there. So he says, it's a good simon. It's a good mazel. the Kseferi came, good mazal. And Stoma also, in those days, it wasn't like the times expires, you know, you miss this one, you get the next one. In those days, it takes 3, 4, 7 days if you don't get one. He got there, boom, that's like, akuta mazal. The kid, what happened? He gets to the house, mazal tov. He's going to end up a shidduch by the einikol. Good. So you see, Weissdorf, what happens? Rav, everybody, Rav came, everybody comes to greet Rav. Go to Lador. Everybody comes to greet Rav. When they came to greet Rav, they left the meat. They left the meat, and Rav wouldn't eat the meat. So the Gemara in the Chulin is damning. The guy's a shayla of Basush and Ephalim and Ayin. You know, the famous story on the airplane. I don't believe the story so much. You know the story. You know, everybody knows the story. You know, the meat and this. The guy got up and went to wash his hands until his night. He came back. Oh, I can't eat the meat. They switched to this, that. He's worried and this. Kitzer, the guy says, why are you not eating the meat? He says, Jews, this Basush and Ephalim and Ayin, I can't eat it. I can't just switch the meat. I want the thing to show me. I don't know the story right there. Because the Gemara says right here that not possession is halim in the iron. Of the mice and goofers of the Gemara, it's not possession is on the iron. Because safe, they were in the vicinity. And they were able to see if them, yeah, near Stomachai, that's a mice. No. The kids said the Gemara, why would it not eat the meat? It can't be, it didn't eat the meat because possession is halim in the iron. Says the Gemara, maybe it's going to be because Nachash. What is the Nachash? Because Rav said, ooh, it's a good simin. It's a good tamazel today. Because the ferry came. Since the ferry came, it's a good tamazel. So maybe that's why you didn't eat the meat. Explains the Marashah. Because maybe all you did that will cancel out the Nachash. You know, that he created this Nachash, this heel giving koiches to other koiches in the belt. Maybe now, if he doesn't eat the meat, he took away that koyach that he created. No, that's how the Gemara can't be. Because Rav says, any Nachash, versus Nisbi the Nochash of Abeliezer Eved Avrom or of Yoimishin Ben Shoyal is not a Nochash. That's a strange Gemara. Gemara goes on to say Rav only ate from Sudas Mitzvah. This is Pshat. It's a strange Gemara. So Rav is not a Nochash. Saying that, oh, good Mazel, fairy came, that's not called Nochash, number one. Why not? Why not? Number one. And number two, says the Gemara, but because the only Nochash versus Eved Avrom is Eliezer Eved Avrom. Eliezer Eved Avrom, he did a Nachash. That's the only real Nachash. What was Eliezer Eved Avrom? Everybody knows, he said, if the maid was Arif Kim, if she took Chesed and she does this, she brings the Gemolim, she brings Batsa for the Gemolim and Famil, so then I know it's a Mazel Tov. And what was the maid? That's a Nachash. That's a real Eliezer Eved Avrom. Shait the Bach! This is Eliezer Eved Avrom. This is the Eved Avrom. Shekol Beisi Demon Shel Avrom Avinu. This is Eliezer. Every verse, every pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eibishter, 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 Eibishter. Avrom Avinu pumped up Eliezer with Boy Reyoimom, Boy Reyoimom. Are you talking that Eliezer Eved Avrom was over on Nichosh? Could it be? Number one. Number two, who's the other? What's a real Nachash? Emes Nachash. Yoinitzon Ben Shoyal. No, we the Nach experts over here. What was the Maisa with Yoinitzon Ben Shoyal? Maisa was, Yoinitzon told the person who was carrying his arms there, he told him, look, if the Plishtim, they call us, if they call us to come, they were going to fight. If they call us, you come and attack us. So then, we're going to go and attack. Okay, that's a sin from Shemayim that we should attack them. Mashenkin, if they say, oh, we're coming to you, we're coming to attack you, then we better get out of here, because then we're in trouble. The Kachave, they Taka said, you come to us, and Yonison came, and they won. And that's a Nochash, Yonison, the Tzadik Yonison, the Tzadik, the Eilik Tzadik Yonison, is he talking that he was over a Nochash, Vutzutzuk in the Gemara. So from here, we take, and the Damis is another Gemara. No, this year, Erev Rosh Hashanah, somebody comes over to me, Rosh Hashanah takes me, ties me up, Maisa Shaya, a little bit of a shaker, he ties me up, a small shaker, a love one, even his name was love one, even his name was a shaker, he ties me up, he puts me, I got Maisa Shaya, Erev Rosh Hashanah takes me, ties me up, puts me in a room, no air, closes the windows, closes everything, puts me in a room, and he sits there and looks like this, right? He says, he's not falling asleep, I should finish. He's not falling asleep, what's going on over here? I told him, what? Tells me, Gemara, Heidi is with Beis in the Beis. Okay, Gebal. The Gemara, Heidi is with Beis in the Beis. That says a person wants to know if he can have a good year. So you know what he does? Take a shraga. You shite there. It's a Chanishka made shraga. It means shraga fire. You take a shraga, you put him in a room with no windows, and you see if the candle goes out. No, it's a Mifashtan, and he took shraga, put him in the room, he wants to see full sleep. This the mice. About to punish. But it's the Gemara. If you want to know if you're going to have a good year, you take this shraga fellow, you put him in a room, and you see if the candle goes out. Sounds like a nichush to me, but the Gemara says to do it. And then the next line of the Gemara, which is going to hit home to everybody over here. And then the Gemara says, also hoidius, you know what you do? Rosh Hashanah comes, it's like a pomegranate, you get the rimon, and you get what else, all the goodies, the fenugreek, whatever the thing, I don't know, and all these things, and you say, Yehiratz, and say, Shana Toi Masuka, even again, the left notice, say, Shana Toi Vei Masuka. And that says the Gemara, that's how you'll know if you'll have a good year. What's the lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says, if you do this, so then it'll be a simon to have a good year. Interesting Gemara. It doesn't say if you don't do this, you'll have a bad year. Interesting Gemara. These things sound like a nachash to us. Strange Gemara. And then the minigim gansin of Kaporis, Mishlot Kaporis, and he's dead, and me, Baruch Hashem, Sassim in Toy. This is all the simonim. So what's the Yisrael? Comes along Rabbi Zai, the Nemuke Yosef. And this Nemuke Yosef is the Yisrael that you say this of nachash. If you have this Yisrael, if you say this of nachash, at the best I did. If you don't have this, you say this of nachash, you're in big trouble. I don't know, but that's what we told the cab driver. And again, he's giving brothers Stolten and the Bukhadim of the Alta anywhere after the Shiva. So what do we do? What is said to Yimuke Yosef Yisrael? Niski Paskin Laloche in Yoyi Deye, Simin Kut Aites, Sitam. What's Yisrael of nachash? Says the Yisrael of nachash. Something Yimuke Yosef. The Yisrael of nachash, very simply said, is nonsense. Anything but is nonsense, no sense, right? And the black cat walks by. Hoi fei, now I'm in big trouble. Black cat, you idiot. That's his eyes over there. I don't have a better word, but you idiot. A black cat walked by, and because black cat walks by, so now you'll have bad luck. So either you're a guy, you're an idiot. There's no other explanation of his eye. Says that makes no sense. Why are you giving koiches to things? There's no sense. There's no sense of the tail, of the pizza that fell. There's no sense. That's the whole Yisrael. Mashenkin says in Mukhe Yosef, let's say you have something, makes sense. We don't necessarily understand everything of Oisai. There are certain things we'll see that make sense, Api Kabbalah. There are certain things that Pashut makes sense. There are certain things that have been proven facts. And that's proof, you know, we time goes by and we have riots. So that already makes sense, number one. Number two, explains in Mukhe Yosef, another Yisrael, and we'll see how this fits into all of our Gemaras in a moment. Number two says in Mukhe Yosef, that let's say you have something, it makes sense. It makes sense. What does it mean it makes sense? Because you know, let's say you have something though, but it doesn't make so much sense. It's just like a simin toif. But you're not depending yourself totally on this simin toif. For example, the Nuki Yosef brings that the Gemara says, if a person was neighbor's lawyer baby, it's a mazel tov. It's a simin toif for him. If he gets married, it's a simin toif. Things are good, things are going to happen. If he builds a house, good things are going to happen. So that's a nachash. Says the Nuki Yosef, not the nachash. Nachash is only when he's totally dependent on it. What says the Mukhe Yosef, that's Pshat in the Gemara, called Nachash, which is like Eliezer ben Avram, Eliezer Eved Avram. What was the Nachash of Eliezer Eved Avram? What was this superstition? It wasn't the Avad that Eliezer will see in a minute, was not over on it. But if you're toying with yourself, if you make yourself dependent on the simon totally, to the extent that you say, if this happens, then this, that's when you have a problem of nachash. Let me explain it myself. Ramosh, explain to Mickey Yosef, Eliezer Avram, was that nachash? He says, absolutely not. That wasn't nonsense. What did Eliezer Eved Avram say? He said, Avram Avinu, the Omen Chesed. Avram Avinu, it's a very nice guy, right? Avram Avinu is the Chesed, the Baal Chesed, Koila Chesed. We have no concept who Avram was. And the Chesed, and the Chesed. Who has to come into base Avram? When you're looking for a Shidduch, what do you want to look for? You look for Chesed, a Baal Chesed. So that's a very, very sensible thing. If I see the person says the Helik in the Mukhe Yosef, if the person that comes out of the house is a Baal of Chesed, she does Ma'aseh Chesedim, so then obviously she's somebody who deserves to go to Beis Avram. That's not nonsense. That makes lots of sense. Yeah, I'll give you an example. You know, let's say a guy, if Eliezer Eved Avram, he would have said, if she comes out wearing a blue dress, right? So that wouldn't be nonsense. That makes a person good for a shidduch. I'll give you another example. Let's say she comes out and she, let's say, rich shver, you know? Or let's say she's beautiful. Then that's a girl that's right to marry. Nonsense. We all know that's nonsense. What? The girl is going to marry a girl that the father is rich. He's going to marry a girl that she's beautiful. That's why he's marrying her. That's total nonsense. That's a shayla of nachash. Mashenke, if the girl that comes out of the house, the father came from shtu, so she's a palace chesed. Doesn't make sense. Marry a girl to Palestine. I said, won't you have a happy life? Isn't that a good, what's the word, a recipe? No, for a happy marriage? Isn't that a good, right on for happy marriage? If the girl's a Palestine, I said, Misama, she'll be pleasant to live with, and it'll be a person who's right to come into base on Avraham Avinu. So that makes sense. Yonis and Ben Shoyl. What was Yonis and Ben Shoyl? Also made sense. That was more tactics. If they're scared of us, says the Muke Yoitzteik, if they're scared of us, so they're going to say, come here. You know, we'll be on the defensive. So then we know that we can overtake them. Machenkin, if they say, we're coming to you, so that means they're not scared, and it means they're on defensive, we better get out of here. We're going to be in big trouble. So the Muke Yoitzteik tells us the Yisoy. Anything that is nonsense that we don't do, number one. So then what are we learning from Eliezer Eved Avraham? Says the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, but Eliezer Avraham, his made sense. His wasn't Nachash. But was he was totally dependent, he was totally toima, his decision on that aspect, on his Nachash. His Nachash was Mutner, but he was totally dependent on that. What if you would have something which is a simin toif and you're totally dependent on that? You say, if I get through on the phone today, so then I'm going to go through with this business deal. If not, I'm not going to do the business deal tomorrow. So then, look what you did. You were totally toilet on something. It doesn't make sense. Why should you do it if you get through today? Unless there's a reason. But if there's no reason, then you're totally toilet. But let's say you're not totally toilet on that. You just say, look, it's a good simin. That's what Rav said, Sachakol. It's a good simin. The fairy came. It looks like I have good mazel. So he said, there's nothing wrong with that. He was going anyways to visit his daughter. Is he allowed to say, it looks like I have good mazel? But I don't know the concept of mazel. It doesn't make sense if you make your decisions based upon that tliya. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. Why are you basing it on something? That doesn't make any sense. Mashiach came. If your decisions are not based solely on that, you're just saying, I have good mazel. A baby was born to me. That shows you have good mazel. That's nothing wrong with being excited, says the Muki Yosef. You're allowed to be happy that you have good mazel. You got married. You're allowed to be happy. It looks like things are going well for me. That you're allowed to be happy. But you can't base your decisions based on it. This is the Yisoid of the Muki Yosef. With this Yisoid, that boy said, you can go to all the Shaitas. Now, one more Nakuda, that boy said. The Gemara in Hayyus is the same thing, and the Shlach Kodesh explains this so beautifully. It's Masbid the Shlach. What's the side of Hayyus? Over there it says you take the Shrag and you put him in the room, or you take the what? You take the pomegranate, the tequila, and the this, the that, and you say Shana Toiv Misuka. Zok the Shlach. These are just means of the person being able to be mispalel to Boyde Oyla. Zok the Shlach Kodesh. Avada. He's not being toila. He doesn't say Oyve. And if I don't take an apple, I'm gonna have a bad year. That would make no sense. Because we know that a Yid can do tshuva, a Yid can do mitzvah, tshuva, tzvila, tzvaka, nabir nesrayak zveda, machnin choice if he takes the apple, not. But the apple, it can make a person give him a chizik to be mispalel, and it could be a simin that it's going to be a good year, and will be a roish and a light nesonov. It could be a simin. He's not depending everything on that apple. He's just using it as the shlach kodesh and the chatimtza for him to be mispalel. There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't. It's not something that doesn't, it's not senseless. That's the whole yisoid. The Gemara, the Muki Yosef brings down, I'll give you another example. I sit, just at point now, I knew I had to give this shir, I've always said. So I was sitting on the plane next to a fellow. The fellow had, interesting, at first I didn't know, I thought maybe to take a collection up for the fellow. He was wearing jeans. I know this is an old joke, but it was a mitzvah. Right? He was wearing jeans, never, they had holes. Right? And not like one. He had a hole here, one by the knee, and one down here, and this. I felt terrible for the fellow. Right? I felt new, and I want to show him, even Bachmanim. I told him, maybe actually we can help you out over here. But this guy won't go, why do you have holes in your pants, sir? Right? I figured, I didn't want to, you know, if it was made on purpose, I'm not going to help out the fellow. Also, the Rachim, I love, he's a shoyt. So he said to me, no, you don't understand, it's cool. It's cool. Has he told me? No, I don't know the word cool. I told him about it's cool. You have holes in your pants, you're cool. Can we shoyt that? Of course it's cool. So he tells me, listen what he says to me. Listen to the Dibrei Chochma of the idiot. The Dibrei Chochma. He says to me, you don't understand. You don't understand cool. What a gadlistic line what he just said. Naidadik. You don't understand what's cool. You know who else? You know who he just... I never understood the Madik, the Halakha Madik. Also brought in our simon when he described the union of Bechukot Seyem, Leisei Leichu. He says, what's the example of Bechukot Seyem, Leisei Leichu? He said, doing things that aren't sneers, Meshtetach, that's Neged Kolot Torekulo. Another example, he says, what's Bechukot Seyem, doing like the Goyim? He says, things that don't make sense. They don't make sense. Doesn't this shmek Nemuke Yosef? Doesn't it smell mamish like Nemuke Yosef? Mamish Nemuke Yosef? things that don't make sense. So if you base your decisions based on some four-legged farm animal that walked by you, or some piece of fur that just got us through the red light and is giving brachas in the bukhat, does that make sense? That doesn't make sense. Also, when you do actions that you can't exactly explain why, but how do you explain? You say like this, it's cool. Well, I'm going to explain, I'm going to translate what he means. What cool means, I found that after when I asked the other fellow, right? It means everybody's doing it. So I'm doing it too, even if it doesn't have any havana to it. Isn't that kabbalistic? That's the marik. The marik says when you do actions that have no sense, that doesn't make any sense why you're doing it. Nobody can say that he likes the way it looks. It doesn't make sense. Strange people, interesting, not normal, okay? But that's what? That's because they say in Moiseleichu. You're doing something no sense. That's Marik. Beautiful. Exact same Yisrael. It's all in the same symmetry. Isn't it so beautiful? It's all the same Yisrael. So this is Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. The emphasis is, with this Rabbi Yisrael, we go to a poor Shailus. Number one, what if we have things that have been proven? I don't understand why. But says the Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Anything that works, it basically works. We don't know why. But you take this poultry, you put it together with this and this, and it heals the person. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why. I'm not a doctor. I don't understand. I don't know how it works, but I don't care, says the Gemara. If it works, and it's proven, and that already makes sense. You have to understand everything. You don't have to understand everything, but if it works, it works. I'll give you another example. The Gemara of Baba Matiyah, that's what Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara of Baba Matiyah talks about over there, people don't lend out their wallets. No, why don't you lend out your wallet? The Gemara, I would have said, why don't you lend out your wallet? The Gemara says, different pshat, why you don't lend out your wallet? Yeah, so the Gemara says, what's the pshat? The Gemara says, because it's loy mesam the milso. Tznishkin get the mazel to give out your wallet, it's not get the mazel. Okay, but it's effect oitzvist. No chash, superstition, gefairless, pussy to us. Mazel, ain't mazel, you sold up. So Tyson says there, Tyson says, but he brings out Gemara. The kosher yesh by mishum refuah, ain't by mishum darkei amayish. My kesher. What's I says? Because refuah, wallet, what is? Because anything that's proven, says the Maritz Chiyus over there. We don't understand. We don't know why, but it's proven. You lend out your wallet, and we have riots, recorded records, like all the people that they lost money in the stock market after they lend out their wallet. It's proven. It can argue. This can change. And nowadays, I think to not lend out your wallet because bad mazel, okay, I can't change something that's in the Gemara, but you have to know. You have to know. Maybe this is something that we don't have records like this anymore. It's not proven anymore. But anything that's proven, that already, we could say, it makes sense. Why am I doing it? It makes sense. I'm not just putting a hole in my jeans. It makes sense. Oh, that will get to Bez Hashem Yisbach. Now, there's something that Boisai I also, this is called alternative medicine. I don't mean like, you know, the people with the vitamin fellows and the vegans and all those interesting people. I don't mean those people. I mean alternative medicine, you know? Like you have these people, and there's a mincha zitl, the ganze tshuva about a person, some koimer in some funny country, far the other way. My plane was flying down, but mamish, the other way. And he does surgery without actually opening up your body. And this is what we call, better word, this is Avodah Zarah. This is straight Avodah Zarah. This is not something under discussion. But this is nothing to do with. That's real. That's even more than Darkei Amoidi. That's something that there are koiches in the belt. And I'll tell you, Avodah Zarah. At one time, I had a mice. Somebody came to me, in Shiloh, and I'm biased issue. So I told him what I thought. He came back to me the next day. He says to me, you're not going to believe this. I went to some fellow, read my palm. He started telling me, mamish, one by one, that this shirach was never meant to be because your name is this and this, and he's looking at the palm, and this and that. You know, I thought at the end of the day, he fell off the palm, it was a different hand. Mamish, he's looking at... He said to me, I can't believe what the guy was telling me. Things you can't believe. He knew my this and my that and my this and my that. You don't know Rebbe. I don't look. If I stay from these athletes, I know Gemara's. I don't know these things. I thought, listen, I know there's a Yid, Yushalayim, not the guy with the care of God, a different fellow. He says, I go to him. He wrote the book on these things. His name is Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. He wrote a book called Tom M.T. I think they even translated it into English now. He knows from these Achim. The disciple said, El Tawis Kaftin Daventra, if I stay from these Achim, takes him. If he says it's Beseda, what do I know? We went together. We went together. Now you have to know where he lives just to understand the story. He lives right across the street from East Jerusalem, from the Arabian, the Gazans, Durton. He lives on the other side. No, he takes one look at the guy, he's like getting upset, right? Tells him, where'd you go? Tells him where he went to. He's getting upset. He says to him, he knew things about me, Efshar. So he says, look over there, across the street. I'm looking, I don't know where I'm looking. There's only Arabs on that side. He says, I know people on that side, they can do the same thing, if not better. It's koiches atuma. These things come from koiches atuma. It's not, you're not allowed to be mishtamish with those koiches. You have to know if the person's oiskapel, arepa, tzadik, this mishtetlos, this koiches hakatusha. Sometimes these things come mi koiches atuma. A person has to be very careful with these things before you actually go. You have to ask another person, find out to see the seder. Hakoponim, let me get to the subject. There's one more cloud that you have to know about this. Look at the mamish, we'll get straight into the shaitas. Number one, that we all understand already. There's a black cat walking by, it's machnish tohis and gansin. Don't care about a feline, garnish, doesn't make any sense at all. There's no reason why that should make any decision. And a person who's nervous, he needs to have his head examined and cut his genes. It's not normal, that's clear. And the rabbit's foot, and the koiches, and the this, all mishagas, and the bread that falls out, and the this, and the that, those are all the cases, straight nachash. The Gemara, there's a case the Mechatz Yitzchak talks about, he's talking about in England, I haven't seen this, I think the Shvatans, I know I'm American, I could get in trouble right now, he says it's evil. Some kind of a strange minig before the chuppah, by me it was already strange, the chuppah is like in the middle of the day. They close the light, they take a jar, they take a jar, and they put inside of it some kind of a candle, shraga not the tool, not a moment, man. Yeah, they take the candle, and they start walking around the chasen, and against the tans, against the kida, don't shut. The Mechatz Yitzchak says, Nevato, Nochash, doesn't make any sense, it's not a mimic, it's a garnish. But in that tshuva there, the Mechatz Yitzchak Juksayt said, Gevaldik Yisoyd, it's not in this for the whole sugya. There's a tshuva Sarashva. And this Rabbeinu is a big Yisoyd, Megan Sledin. The tshuva, this is the big shayla, which everybody always has, the right to bindle. Yes, the gate with the right to bindle, nish the gate with the right to bindle, the red string, are you allowed to nish? What is it for cloud? So the emesis is the Gemara in Shabbat, is a Tosefta in Perek Zayin, the Tosefta says, you know the example of the Spitz Darkei Amoyri, what's it, the Spitz Darkei Amoyri in the ganze Welt? So the Gemara, the Spitz Darkei Amoyri does it the right to bindle. Any of us like that, what? Bendel, the right to bendel, you take the right to bendel, you put it on your finger, on the etzba, this is mamish, the Spitz Dugme, does it the Spitz Dugme of Darkei Amoyri, does it the Spitz Dugme, it's a problem. Is it a problem? Is it also? Is it not also? So the emphasis is that this truth is a geshidin of the Maisa. People, we know that there's a minig of certain people who escape the arm with the right to bendel. So the Maisa with Chamukah Tlech, different Rabban and different Paiskim, the big side, you have the energy of the side, you say from the Rashba. What state in the Chubas Arashba? In Chubas Arashba state the side. Azach was the Bobbe Zogt, something with the Bobbe said, with the Bobbies and the Babbies and the grandmother said. So this is Azach. Thus, is Eiskehalten. Something that the Bobby said, it has a meaning. You don't have to verstehen why. We verstehen nicht, but we don't understand how the right the bendel works, how it does work, it doesn't work. It doesn't matter. But if the Bobby say, is it words of fine hodder? So that's already something I'm a couple in Klai Yisrael. So that goes back. Aye, what do you mean? Isn't it nonsense? Isn't it Mishigas? So this is the Mishigas. Why? Because it works, because the Bubba said, and the Rashba says that's a cloud bubble in our Yiddishkeit, that if the Bubba said something, we don't understand why, the Minchas Alazer, as Masber Tzapisl Mer, the Minchas Alazer explained, what's the Pshat, I'll give it right to Bindle, as Masber, Atta Gibra Le'oyla Masher, Eglo, the Mishtamish mit der Koyche verstehen ist, was ich sage, was nach Gemine sagt, the Minchas Alazer verstehen, yeah, er sagt, when you Mishtamish mit this Koyach, of Eglo, and put it on the right to Bindle, it works, it works, it takes off Ayin Hada, is it nonsense? Those that have the minik, it's not nonsense. It does work. I proved to you it works. Says the Minchas Alazer, you use Ayin Hadol, it works off Ayin Hada. Anything that works, that's not Ayin Hada. Aye. Oh, but the Tosefta schweigt anderish. The Tosefta says, you're not allowed to go with the right to bindle. What's the bindle? What do you do now? You can't go with the right to bindle. What do you do now? I mean, it's interesting. In Tosefta stay on the etzpa. If you put the Tosefta, no? The Tosefta says, when you put the right to bindle on the etzpa. That's one. Oh, you know what else? The badly doesn't bring this Tosefta. Shulchan Aruch also doesn't bring the Tosefta. Interesting, huh? Maybe the badly held is nishta, is taken after Darkei Moiri. Number two. Number three also, very interesting. Maybe the Tosefta's Tam is talking a person to escape with the right to battle. This is Tam, Darkei Moiri. Why is he going? But if you're doing it for a tachlis, to take off Ayin Hara, it's Arabic, but Eidach is correct. Ain't of escape. Ich weiß, a mensch, er geht mit zipping like the bengals on the hand, the leg, and the feet, and everything part of his body is going perfectly right. He drives a red Ferrari. Right? Red Ferrari. Red Ferrari. Red Ferrari with a red Porsche. Right? What's the other fellow? I don't know if the Porsche Yiddish. Something with a red dot. And a red Ferrari, right the bendels all over the body. If the right the bendel came for us, then I'm the back high in Hodder. And the Gemara in Tomit steht. And that Lamit base, late! What steht in the Gemara in Tomit Lamit base? Haroitzer! Lomus! What's the mensch? He wants to die! What's up, a man? She wants to die? Everybody should know who you are. and be big about yourself and be joyous and buy lots of stuff and show off and thus and make everybody else see what you have. All the rest of vandals in the ganze Welt are nicht. They're not going to help you, Rabbi Isai. And again, a couple more shailas, Rabbi Isai. The shayla is in Psaitli Tzukhe. A person comes to a king, the Ayingala, and they gave to Ayingala, and they talked to the Ayingala, Psaitli Tzukhe, king, what's learning? What are you learning today, child? And the kid tells him a pasik, and then all of a sudden, boom! He knows now what to do the rest of the day. Is a good simin, is not a good simin. So this is an example. Not the move. It's not nonsense. Why? He's not being toiler the gabri on this. For oi, explain the achreinim. The toiler kedoisha hat koiches. The toiler kedoisha has gewaldic koiches. Avada does it anderish. The toiler kedoisha has koiches psukim. We don't understand how these koiches work, but it works. And says the gemara, the heilige gemara, bala basa, that we bait them and bait, that the mukayosif brings down on this page. Says the mukayosif. That what's the pshat psaitli psukha? Psaitli psukha is different. Because nitla ha nevuah, the nitna letinoikis. Nevuah was taken away and it was given to the children. So there is to give this a koichis for nevuah. To don't koichis taka. That's why you can say psaitli psukha. Most of it, the goyil hagra. Everybody knows about the goyil hagra. Everyone knows the famous story of the Baron Kotler. Is it true? You open up a sefer and it points to a certain pasik. And is that a nachash? Explain that for him in the same side. Mifastatenist how it works up with the toilet kedosha. Help koiches, it works. So it's mutter. I would not suggest the person does this. It's mistam only for Bali. I wouldn't go. I know somebody, you know, every time he buys a stock, he opens up the thing, he turns into this pasik, that pasik. I don't know if that's such a good idea. Actually, it only works for Bali Madrega. I don't know. That's the toilet kedosha. It only works for Bali Madrega. Kachis mevur. In the Shabbat Libru, another achayin in the same site. Right, Rabbi Isai. I'll be mad end with one thing, Rabbi Isai. The simcha was the boirei oilam has when the oilam comes to learn the Dvar Hashem Zu Alocha. It's not shayach, Rabbi Isai. The simcha that the boirei oilam has. I have to tell you one story because I know it's schwer. It's the summertime. It's hard to learn. It's schwer to learn, yeah? I was talking to Maitim with the Chofetz Chaim. What's the Maitim with the Chofetz Chaim? He said, when ein bocher in the ganze Radin, Amerikanische bocher. One bocher, American bocher in Radin. This bocher came from America. Garnish. They're in the toilets there. No this, that. It was schwer. Radin wasn't Slobodka, which wasn't Paris, which wasn't New York. And he came from there to schwer. Ein bocher came to the Chofetz Chaim, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, came to the bocher, said to the bocher, bocher, wie viel blatt hast du gelernt heute? How many blatt did you learn today? The bocher says, I learned a blatt. I learned one blatt today. Sagt der Chofetz Chaim, nee, das nicht gelernt a blatt. Bocher, was? Ich habe gelernt a blatt. Der Rebbe kann verheiren mir. Gib mir verheiren. I learned a blatt today. Sagt der Bocher, nein. You didn't learn a blatt. Er sagt, was? Der Chabuz hat gelernt a blatt. Chabuz hat gelernt a blatt? What? Now he's getting upset. I came all the way from America. I learned a blatt today. He says, Bocher, du verstehst nicht. Takes the Bocher in the hand. Bocher, du verstehst nicht. Der Chabuz hat gelernt a blatt. Aber du hast gelernt 100 blatt. You learned 100 blatt because Echot Bitzar is Kemeya Shaloi Bitzar. A person who learns when it's schwer, he gets schar 100 times. I think everyone in the basement who comes to learn Torah at night gets 100 times the schar. And the Yisoyv is, Tomim Tia, Im Hashem Lekecha, and he'll be okay. Abatech Hashem Chesed Yisoyv, Venu.